anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is...
Dr. Sue Toper.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Hey, you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better treat to bond with your cat than with Vitacraft and Lick and Lap. I highly recommend it. It's creamy paste that your cats will love, and it's full of taurine. So you can find it at vitacraft.us, at walmart.com, or you can get them in your pet store. Don't forget Life Boost Coffee, basically a cup of low-acid coffee in the world using sustainable farming and protecting our wildlife. They give back to the environment. You can get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Put in the promo code the word PETS and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, join me on Colette Travel to Costa Rica in October at 800-581-8942. Put in the booking number 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets. Kayla, is it bringing back memories?
Yeah, Camden just said the same thing.
So this is one of the songs from the movie that I screened with my niece and Camden down here on the floor. How old is he now? Four?
He's four, yeah.
Four-year-old. And that was his second movie ever in the theater to watch. And it was Snow White. And that was the dwarfs, of course, singing. But I'll tell you about that in just a second. But anyway, once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And don't forget, you can give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to try out these top five movies as of last week.
But he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness where my shoes are all checked. Always make it to my seat, move time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to...
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five films. Novocaine opened up at number one with $12 million last week. And I did screen that film. I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie. I don't think it's going to win any awards, but it's actually worth seeing on the big screen. It's a lot of fun. And it's basically about a guy that has a certain syndrome. Dr. Sue, I don't know if you know what that is, when you never feel any pain.
I've heard of people like that, but I didn't know what it's called, even. I don't know what it's called.
I can't remember, but I did mark it in my review. I actually had to look it up, but it is in my review, the exact name. And you can see the reviews at TalkinPets.com. You could read my reviews there or on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. But that was number one. Number two was Black Bag. Not even sure what that is, but it made $10 million on its opening week. Mickey 17, number three, at $36 million in 2 weeks. Apparently it's doing okay. Captain America, Brave New World, was number four. It's made $188 million in 5 weeks. Not making as much money as a lot of the other Marvel films make. And, you know, I liked Anthony Mackie in the film, but I miss Chris Evans as Captain America. He had that wit. I mean, so he could be that straight guy, but then he could be that funny and humorous guy as well. I think with Anthony Mackie, he just played it a little bit too stiff.
It's hard to follow Chris Evans, I think.
Yeah, Chris did a great job. But he's supposedly, Anthony Mackie's taking over that role as Captain America, and then there's a new kid that is in that movie that's taking over the Falcon role that Anthony Mackie played. So that's number four. Number five, The Day the Earth Blew Up. Okay, it's a Looney Tunes movie, so might have some significance lately, but it's made $4.6 million in 1 week, so not a big take on that one with the Looney Tunes, which I'm surprised, because that's what I grew up with, was, you remember, you know, all like Porky Pig and Donald Duck and Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, that's the one.
Those were great, so I kind of wonder if the kids, I don't know, cartoons right now for kids are so different than what they were like for us. So when you get more simpler form, like the pig and the duck and the rabbit and everything, maybe they're just not into it as much as cut off the head and blow up the body, you know, that kind of things. So, I don't know. But those are your top five movies. I did get to screen, as I talked about, Snow White. And Gal Gadot played the evil queen. And I thought she did good. I mean, I thought she did a nice... Rachel Ziegler actually played Snow White. I was a little, before, by looking at the trailers, I wasn't that excited. But I have to admit, the movie was pretty good. Better than I thought it was going to be, considering. But, and Gal Gadot actually played evil pretty well, but she should have stayed evil the whole time. She kind of broke off of it once in a while. I did like The Seven Dwarfs. They were kind of like, well, they were animated or whatever to a degree. But... there's a lot of arguments going on in Hollywood why they didn't use actually live people to play the Seven Dwarfs. I do agree a little bit with that, considering it's supposed to be a live-action film. And I think they could have found some good people to play the dwarfs, I'm sure. But they didn't do it. They went with the animated kind of form. But overall, it's a good movie. It is a little scary. There was the one scene, actually, where there were these eyes piercing out of a cave, and Camden, the little four-year-old, I thought he was going to have a heart attack in his chair. But then all of a sudden, something happens after that, I won't tell you what it is, which made it better. So there's some scary parts in the movie, but there's also, you know, some fun. The only thing I think what lacked for me as growing up with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, she didn't spend a lot of time with the dwarfs. And she didn't spend a lot of time with the animals in the forest. And I would have liked to have actually seen that more than what they did. She was spending a lot of... there was a lot of time on the Evil Queen. Mm-hmm. And then also the guy that plays... he wasn't even like a Prince Charming to me. I mean,
no.
I just didn't think they really picked a good guy to be Prince Charming or whatever his name is. Jonathan was his name in the movie. But it's good. I mean, it's worth seeing... but it's not perfect.
Does it follow the story that we grew up
with? It does. There's a couple new songs that were never in the cartoon and everything like that. But overall, you know, and Rachel Ziegler, she could definitely sing. I was surprised Gal Gadot can sing. Some people say Gadot, some people say Gadot, whatever. But I would go see it. I would take the kids. There are some, would you, Kayla?
I mean, yeah, it just... there's slow parts, but
there is slow
it
parts.
Does pick up, yeah, but it is kind of a little scary
at times. Yeah. So, but it gets better. So, I don't think it stained Camden in any way, and he's 4 years old.
No, he was fine, but he just like was hiding a little bit at times. So.
Well, check out my movie reviews at TalkinPets.com, no G in the Talkin, and click on movie reviews, and you can read all the reviews, and the one there from Disney, Snow White, which is in a theater near you right now. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And this is Talkin' Pets. You can stop the tears from falling down. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi everyone, Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum. Visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Savage Pet modified its market withdrawal of Savage cat food chicken to a recall because it has a potential contained to H5N1, also known as bird flu. This modification came after initial PCR testing of sealed packets of the food in February returned not negative results, and further virus isolation testing on March 6 confirmed the virus to be negative in those packets. On Wednesday, the company was made aware of an additional case in New York of a kitten who contracted avian flu and was fed food from the same lot. A company announcement states, "To ensure maximum safety, we are modifying our market withdrawal to a recall." Company co-owner Audrey Brady says, "We withdrew the product from the market after initial PCR test results, but when we learned about the second cat in New York, we changed it to a recall out of an abundance of caution. We are awaiting further testing in relation to the cat in New York." Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
I'm not waiting for you. You can stay away from me. Are you worried about bird flu?
I'm aware of it. I guess I'm not excessively worried yet, but, I mean, it's out there. There's no getting away from that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a... God, I could do a 100-hour show on bird flu alone with some of the things that I'm hearing and everything else, but... and some of them are crazy, and then some of them are realistic. Yeah. But just got
clients that ask all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any cases
in
myself in a pet bird. But yeah, we tell people to be careful, especially if they have their birds outside that are exposed to, you know, any kind of wild birds and such.
And that's the hard part about it too, is that, you know, it started in wild birds, at least that's where it was noticed. And then it went on to flocks and flocks of chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were killing all the chickens because they had the bird flu and there was no way around it. And then from there, on the farms, it went to cattle. And so it jumped from birds, chickens, to cattle. Then it went from cattle, when they were being milked, to spilled raw milk out there. And now the cats were getting it, that were drinking the milk, the raw milk from the cows. So that, and then somehow they started noticing it in large cats, like, you know, tigers and lions at zoos,
mm-hmm.
And it jumped into people. Now, the big scare part, and they're not saying anything about it that I've heard, but if it jumps from people to people, then that's a pandemic. Then
right.
That's where we go into another, maybe worse than COVID. So...
don't want to really think about that, John.
No, but the thing is that we need to be prepared for it.
Sure.
So we're heading down that road, and we got to be smart about what we do.
Right.
And really think about what we're doing. Because, well, let me ask you a question. In terms of vaccines for animals, because I know in our government now they talk about, you know, they don't want to give vaccines to children and people now, to a degree. But vaccines for animals, like rabies and whatever else they have to get, do you recommend those? Or?
Well, yes, John. And, you know, I think what I would say to people is it is between you and your veterinarian. But rabies, I mean, rabies, we have to protect people. And rabies is a zoonotic disease, meaning one that passes from animals to people through bites and
scratches
and such. And unfortunately, if you get rabies, 99.999% of the time, you die. So that is why we have county ordinances and, you know, your pet is supposed to be vaccinated because rabies is out there. As we know, you can beat down a disease to very low numbers with vaccination, but you can't totally eradicate it because nothing is 100%, even if it's 99.999. And there have been, at least in our county, positive cases of rabies in feral cats. And of course, you think of the animals that are the carriers, like, you know, raccoons and skunks and foxes and bats. which people can be exposed to. But yes, the rabies ordinances are to protect people, really. That's why they require that.
And it's frightening because of the fact that the only way, which hasn't changed throughout history, the only way to check an animal for rabies basically is to cut the head off, right? That's still the same.
Yes.
Why is that? Why can't they just check in the bloodstream or anything like that? Why the head?
And you know,
is it neurologic?
Really, I'm not even sure I understand the biochemistry of it, but yes, that's where it is a neurologic disease. You know, they talk about the two forms of rabies, the quote-unquote dumb form and the furious form, so that the animal can either be what you think of as a classic salivating, raging type presentation, or it can be just extremely docile and too lethargic. So there's different forms of that. And then some animals, if they're not showing any symptoms, they could still be carrying it. But that's where they find the lesions that they can be certain of is in the brain. So they don't find it in the bloodstream, apparently, consistently. I mean, I have been vaccinated for rabies, and I can go get an antibody titer to see if I'm still protected. But that's not the same as when you're trying to diagnose the disease.
So in terms that many people would probably understand a little bit more, when you're saying lesions on the brain and so on and so forth, it kind of sounds a little bit like movies and zombies, where the animals become kind of zombie-ish. I mean,
sometimes.
Because they're out in the day part when they're normally out in the night part, the way they act, or, you know.
Yeah, it would be abnormal behavior.
Right. So kind of that way. So I wonder if people were to get it, if that behavior would partake in a human being as well. But you're saying, and how?
I don't know about human symptoms. I've read about it, but not being, you know, a human doctor, I can't really comment. But I think that.
But you're saying, though, 99.9999, there's no saving you.
You die, yes.
If you start showing.
Yes, there's really, you know, no hope. If you get rabies, if you actually get the disease and the symptoms, people just don't make it. So, you know, it's extremely uncommon, thankfully, because we vaccinate. But, you know, but rabies is, to me, it's not something you mess around with. Don't mess around with it. I mean, I've even had people who, you know, gone out and, okay, their dog played with a dead raccoon in the street, or, you know, it's a freak accident sometimes that can bring it to the forefront of your brain. But, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, he never goes outside, he never does anything, but weird stuff happens. I mean, I see weird stuff happen every day. You never know. So that one, I think rabies is something people should take very seriously. The other vaccines, we do have core vaccines for dogs and cats, but we can talk about that more.
We'll tackle that when we come back. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Is this our buddy Matt?
Yeah.
This is Matt
Oakley?
Yes, thank you. Forgot the last name for a second. Matt Oakley, that's called old age. He's a friend of the show, and this is his song, Country. Take the dogs.
You can even take the six straight. Don't come say you miss me. You can go and take my last name off. But you can't take the dogs.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Elias Animal Health, a leading company companion animal cancer therapeutics company, today announced actually its adoptive cell therapy, Elias Cancer Immunotherapy, has received full approval from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, otherwise known as the USDA. Center for Veterinary Biologics, CVB, cancer is the leading cause of death in dogs over the age of two and represents a significant unmet medical need in veterinary medicine, with an estimated 6 million dogs diagnosed with cancer each year. ECI, the first autologous prescription product to receive USDA-CVB approval, is indicated for the treatment of canine osteosarcoma, a deadly form of bone cancer. Large and giant breed dogs such as golden retrievers, boxers, greyhounds, also Labradors and German Shepherds, are at higher risk of developing this cancer. ECI works by first conditioning the immune system to recognize a patient's unique cancer and then delivering an army of activated killer T cells to target and attack those cancer cells. At Elias Animal Health, our commitment to advancing animal health and improving the lives of pets and their families is at the core of everything they do, according to Tammy Wahas. Now she's the CEO. The approval of ECI represents a culmination of years of dedicated research and development, and we are proud to offer a new treatment option that meets the highest regulatory standards and offers significant benefits to both veterinarians and their patients. Immunotherapies such as ECI are the forefront of new treatment options, which use the patient's own immune system to fight their cancer, according to Dr. Noah Reyes, the chief medical officer at Elias Animal Health. We are excited to bring the first licensed adoptive cell therapy to the veterinary community and provide clinicians with an important new treatment option. ECI is administered by authorized treatment centers, of which there are 100 locations across the United States. The decision actually to pursue ECI must be made prior to surgery so that cancer tissue can be collected to manufacture the treatment. Veterinarians interested in learning more to inform their clients can contact the company at eliasanimalhealth.com. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch.
The Human-Animal Bond Research Institute and Pet Partners announced the publication of an important study showing significant reductions in child and parental anxiety and the reduced need for anxiety medication resulting from therapy dog visits in the emergency department. This study, published in Journal of Medical Association Network, was led by Jeffrey A. Klein, MD, Associate Chair of Research at the Department of Emergency Medicine at Wayne State University School of Medicine. Virtually all children experience some degree of psychological stress as patients in the emergency department, and about 15% suffer such stress that they require an intervention to allow care processes to continue, said Dr. Klein, the study's principal investigator. We found that implementation of therapy dog visits has the potential to reduce fear and anxiety in children and their parents and improve their overall emergency department experience, which has the potential to improve outcomes in a low-cost, low-risk way. 80 patients aged 5 to 7 years were enrolled in the study. All received standard child life therapy, and the intervention group was randomly assigned to have exposure to a therapy dog handler team for approximately 10 minutes. Anxiety was measured using the FACES scale and salivary cortisol concentrations. Measurements were obtained at baseline, 45 minutes post-intervention, and 120 minutes post-intervention. Results of the study provide novel evidence that animal-assisted therapy, adjunctive to child life therapy, can reduce both patient and parental perception of anxiety in the emergency department. 46% of children in the therapy dog group saw a decrease in anxiety scores in comparison to 23% in the control group. In addition, 55% of children in the control group received ketamine, midazolam, or droperidol. In comparison, just 35% of the therapy dog group children received these drugs, representing a clinically significant reduction in medications commonly used for behavioral control or to treat severe anxiety. Therapy animal handler teams are deployed in hospitals across the country to provide comfort to patients across all age ranges, said C. Annie Peters, president of Pet Partners. These new findings go one step further in documenting how therapy animals improve medical outcomes. This high-quality research provides clinically relevant data for medical professionals, elevating the role of the human-animal bond as a complementary therapy in the practice of medicine, said Stephen Feldman, president of HABRI. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Bonding. You're not programmed to hug. Bonding. But that's a feature, not a bug. Bonding. Hit it past second base. Bonding. We control Chinese aerospace. Bonding. Let's get this catch on the shore.
Bonding.
It's a catchy tune.
Yeah.
Hey, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you've got a question about your pets. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. Once again, Dr. Sue's in the house from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital. And pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So if you can name this animal sound, I don't think it's going to be a tough one, you've got choices to pick as a prize. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. From Good Pets Foods, we have Hip, Joint, and Plus, also Daily Probiotic, and Daily Multivitamin. You could go with those from Good Pets Plus. Also from coffee, we have Life Boost Coffee. You can go with the pods, or you can go with a bag of grain coffee. So we'll send that out to you. You've got choices, which I'll tell you if you want to go with that. We have a book, Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's brand new. It just came out, What I Learned from My Dog. I've also got a Power Paws. These are little socks for your dog in an extra small, so we're talking Bobby Chihuahua. Same thing with Easy Walk. I have a no-pull harness for a petite dog, like a Chihuahua. It comes in black and silver. And I think that's it on that. So, you've got choices. If you can name, what animal makes this sound? What creature makes that sound? And you have to be specific on what creature it is. Not general, it has to be specific. So the number is 818-818-6401. Take a shot and you can win. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. And if you know what creature that is, you could be a winner. So, but like I said, you got to be specific. You can't just go general with what it is. I want to know exactly what breed it is, or species, I should say. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. They can go anywhere from 600 pounds, so they're pretty big. And they are the true king of the north. 818-818-6401. Take a guess, and if you know what creature that is, then you can pick out your prize. So we were going back to the vaccinations. You were going to go on besides the rabies vaccination on the other ones that, because usually when you get a puppy or you get a kitten, doctors are always like, well, you've got to get these vaccines.
Right. Well, and John, as we know, vaccines can be a very polarizing topic as well for people. And if you ask 20 people, including medical professionals, you'll probably get 20 different opinions. But my opinion, since I'm here, and this is what I have learned from meetings over the years, is it's really important to get those puppy and kitten vaccinations, because those are not immunocompetent animals when they're babies. They're like baby humans. And if they're exposed to something, they're very susceptible to it. So what you're doing when you do a series of puppy or kitten shots is covering them through the period where they're losing their maternal immunity, you know, the antibodies from the mother's milk, and then building up their own until they're a little more immunocompetent, which is about, 4 or 5 months of age. So that's why there's a series of, in dogs, we think of the distemper parvo series, and in cats, we think of feline distemper and upper respiratory viruses and such. So that's really important to me, because, you know, if you want to get them fully vaccinated when they're puppies and kittens, and then when they start to hit adulthood, some of it depends upon their risk level. And that's the discussion you have with your veterinarian. You know, I usually will tell people, okay, that first year, you know, you do your puppy kitten shots, and then in a year you should booster them. And then after that, you discuss with your veterinarian, do you have a dog that never hits the ground, that walks around in your purse and is never exposed to anything? Or do you have a dog that you like to go on long hikes in the woods and take to the dog park that's going to be more exposed? Or do you live in a apartment complex where there are a lot of animals walking around, or are you pretty isolated? So there's just a lot that goes into that decision of when and, you know, how much to vaccinate and which things you vaccinate for. Dogs that board or, you know, go get groomed will often also get what we call non-core vaccines, like kennel cough or Bordetella, because they can be exposed to other things that way, or even canine flu in some cases. So, you know, or if you live in the part of country where Lyme disease is endemic, that's another one you might entertain. So you really have to look at your, you know, risk-benefit ratio for everything that you do.
We're going to go out to KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon, and we're going to speak with Robin. Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. So you think you know what creature makes that sound. I have a feeling you know, but I want you to be specific in which species it is. And it sounds like, of course, what do you think?
I think it's a California sea lion.
A California sea lion.
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them.
Sorry, Robin. That is incorrect. Oh. Wait, I thought for sure you had it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Sorry, Robin. Before we take a little break, we'll see maybe if we can fit Rocky in. Hey, Rocky, how you doing? We're going to go to Rocky, and maybe, Rocky, before we go out to the break, maybe we can get your take on it. What do you think, Rocky? What creature was it that made that sound?
Sounds like a brown bear to me.
A brown bear. Okay. So, technically, you're kind of right.
Okay,
because it's a grizzly, but grizzlies are considered brown bears as well. So I'm going to take that in Dayton, Washington. So, but we got to go out to a break, Rocky. So congratulations. I'm going to give you that one. And if you would speak with Sydney, let her know what you want, and we'll ship it out to you. We have coffee, cat treats, dog treats, books. Sydney will tell you all about it. We got to take a little break. We come back. More of Talking Pets.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Hey friends, it's John here. Imagine starting your day with a cup of coffee that truly cares for you. Life Boost Coffee isn't just your regular brew. It's crafted to be low acid, gentle on your belly, so you can savor every sip without the worries of heartburn. We all deserve coffee that loves us back. Right now, I've got a special treat for you. Head over to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and grab 58% off your first order. But hurry, this exclusive offer is just for you today. Remember, your first cup of the day should lift you, not bring you down. Join the Life Boost family just like I did and feel the difference. I'm hooked. That's lifeboostcoffee.com/pets for 58% off your first order.
The population of stray and feral cats is creating hair-raising problems across the country, with most studies estimating that there are between 60 and 100 million homeless cats in the United States. But there is renewed hope, and it doesn't involve building more shelters. Traps to Laps, otherwise known as TTL, is a life-saving collaborative concept happening in Houston that uses a network of animal rescue groups, veterinarians, foster families, and adoption partners to get feral cats off the streets, while also keeping them out of overcrowded shelters, where their lives hang in the balance. Created by Chiquita Taylor, TTL operates under Save Rescue Coalition, a nonprofit. In its first year, the TTL team rescued and vetted and sterilized 145 kittens and 79 friendly adult cats. In 2025, the team is on track to double the number of kittens saved. All of these little ones would have grown up to be ferals, reproducing, or would have died out in the field, according to Taylor, the Fix Your Pet Community Outreach Director, who oversees six animal welfare programs, including TTL. So many kittens are now on the baby-making business, and none will enter a shelter because of this program. Our fosters and our amazing adoption partners. TTL is a shelter diversion program. It completely avoids sending any kittens and friendly adult cats to shelters. It also reduces the feral cat population and gives precious felines a chance at much healthier, happier, and longer lives. Traps to Laps is a brand new and unique because we ask finders to foster the litters they find themselves. Help us help you, Taylor explained. In some cases, when it's not possible, we do seek out our own fosters. TTL field techs visit the foster homes every 2 weeks or more to provide overall assessments, vaccines, and other basic treatments. Kittens are spayed and neutered once they reach a required weight and 12 weeks of age. Then they graduate into local adoption programs where they eventually find their forever homes. If we can get our organizations and our other communities to duplicate our TTL shelter diversion program, we can greatly reduce the problems associated with the overpopulation of feral cats, save countless lives, and free up shelter space and resources for other deserving animals, according to Taylor. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just wanna hug all of them, but I can't get hug every cat. Get hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats. I'm thinking about cats again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have some. I think about how cute they are and about their ears and the whiskers and the nose.
You know what's funny is the girl singing this, I guess, is from TikTok. She created this song. And Lexi, our other producer, knows this song word for word for word. And once in a while, she plays it on the show. And yeah.
Does she sing it?
She does, actually. But this girl that sings it, that it's hers, basically, then she gets, you can tell her she's starting to cry already. And then she goes into this big crying fit in the song. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, that's a good, the TTL program, I think that's pretty good, actually, that they get something like that going, because there are a lot of feral cats out there. I know that for a fact.
Yes,
I'm feeding three of them on my porch. But the thing is that they do destroy the bird population, squirrels and small animals. There's no doubt about that. And how often can, like when a kitten's born, how old would it be before it could actually have babies itself, kittens?
Oh, as soon as they go into heat, they'll go into heat at 6-7 months. So, yeah, kittens can have kittens.
Yeah, which is crazy because then they have, I mean, they can one from what? How many, what's the largest amount of kittens that you've seen out of a birth?
5 or 6.
So, and then,
which is, you know, not as common as maybe 4 is probably average.
But. Yeah, it's weird because I've got my neighbors and I, we call her Sunny, and she's a kitten herself, and the mother they call Sandy. Beautiful cat. But, you know, people throw them out the window or let them go or they move and they leave them behind and they end up outside, which is not the cat's fault.
Right.
But then they go and have kittens and they grow up feral because they're not used to being around people. And I'm trying to get, actually, the one cat, the one kitten, I'm trying to get her, Sunny, to become more familiar with me and more relaxed with me because then I thought maybe I would try to introduce her to the other three. But I don't know if that's going to happen. But there's a bruiser of a dad out there, though. This boy, you see him coming. He's got a face on him. It's like, I don't think he was in fights, but he's got one of those faces that, you know, Grumpy Cat? Remember Grumpy Cat, which now died? This is like Mean Cat. His face looks like, if you saw that in a dark alley somewhere, you'd be running the other way.
They get those big Tomcat cheeks.
Oh, big time. And the eyes are just like kind of closed and mean looking, and I don't know, he just seems, I don't know what's going on with him, but the other day he was picking on Sunny, the little one, and I went out there because you're gonna hear him. I thought someone was being killed on my front porch. I was like, what is that? And all of my cats in the house, they don't go out except for my pool area, they were all at the front door they were like, what is going on out there? So,
but it's a little one. They're not spayed, right?
No.
Sunny. Yeah, that's probably what he's.
If I can catch her, I might be bringing her over to you.
I'll take care of that. Catch him, and I'll take care of that.
Yeah, that's what needs to be done. It's him, and he would be a lot easier than doing a spay. So, yeah, he's a tough one, though. I'll tell you.
It's hard to catch. That's the part of the problem, and the people that help the feral cats do an amazing job. But it is just so hard to catch some of them, John. They are really, really smart and at avoiding that, a lot of them.
Because they're used to
every single one.
Pretty much considered wild. I mean, feral meaning the same thing, I guess. But the thing is that they grow up in that environment, and that's all they know. And they don't always look at humans as being a good thing.
Right.
Whereas, like, my cat's in the house, they're like, oh, daddy feeds me, daddy pets me, and daddy does this and that. So they're used to it. Feral cats, no. Hey, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.